All right, Rabbosai, good morning, good morning. Let's spend a few moments in honor of Yud Tes Kislev, which is, Baruch Hashem, a date that is incredibly important for Klal Yisrael, a date in which the Alter Rebbe was freed from prison, the Balatanya of Shneur Zalman of the Yadi, which really represented not just a physical freedom, but also represented, in many respects, just a spiritual renaissance and rejuvenation, the yard site of the Magid of Mezrich. And so today, in Chassidus, but not just in Chassidus, in the world, you know, when there's an energy, so there is a tremendous and incredible and beautiful and holy energy of renewal in the world today. So with that, I figured we would spend a little bit of time, just a few moments that we have, learning a beautiful piece by the Alter Rebbe, by the Baal HaTanya, on the topic of tefillah, the topic of prayer. So actually, I sent it out in the WhatsApp group last night. So we're not going to do Tzidkas HaTzadik today. So take a look on the chat. You'll see I sent this out. And this is, I have to thank Shalom Rosenblum. He got me a few volumes of this Torah, Arva Likutei Torah, some collections of the Alter Rebbe's Torah. So he says over here as follows, and if you take a look, we're looking in not the top lines, but the middle section over here, and this is a really beautiful idea. The Rebbe says as follows, V'lochein, you see where I am, where it says, Perek Beis, in the right-hand column, the bolded lines in the right-hand column, V'lochein, K'she Yispalal Ha'adam Yigbar Belibo, Shelo Ha'guf, Perish HaNefesh HaBehemis HaMisabah Yigbispalal, Rak nefesh chilek elokami ma'al hi mispalo. So this is very beautiful. So the Alter Rebbe says, when a person davens, he's not davening ultimately again with the physical, animalistic part of himself. Rather, he's davening with his neshama. He's davening with his spiritual part. Tefillah, we're going to see this is a very deep idea. When a person davens, he should make sure to yigmar belibo, he should accept upon himself that he's not davening with his body. Right? Remember again, from our Tanya Shir, we spoke about these two different elements, these two different parts of the nefesh, of the soul. He's not davening with his physical soul, with his physical parts. Rather, he's davening with the soul that is the chilek elokami ma'al mamish. He's davening with the part of his soul that literally, again, is the spiritual part. The part is the chilek of Hashem. Now, what does this mean? So, in the explanation here, he writes, Kolin yona umahusa shel tfilo, who is kashrus im alokos. The entire essence of prayer is connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbosai, the first thing that Baal HaTanya is introducing us to is a very important yisod. That very often we relate to prayer as an opportunity to ask for our needs. Right? That prayer is about asking Hashem for what it is that we need. And by the way, that is true. That is true. And that is a profound aspect of prayer. And just understand, when you use tefillah to ask Hashem for what you need, so we have to appreciate the tremendous emunah that we're exhibiting, right? When I ask God for what I need, what am I saying? I believe that you can give it to me, which is the biggest thing in the world, right? You don't ask someone for something if you don't believe they have the ability to give it to you. So the fact that I come before Hashem and say, Hashem, give me everything, right? Give me parnasa, give me health, give me a shidduch, give me children, give me this, give me the wisdom, means that I believe that God is the repository for all of those things. That's tremendous. The problem that the Baal HaTanya is approaching is sometimes that's all tefillah is. And if that's all tefillah is, if that's all prayer is just asking for my stuff, while it's beautiful, I'm missing out on something so profound. Because tefillah represents the ability to connect with the divine. She'ischabra zui ayidi nishma sa'adam akshura mechubaris msharsha mikor adamalo. V'zohi, so again, and obviously, in order to do that, so if tefillah is about his chabros, if tefillah is about connection with Hashem, how do you connect with that Kadosh Baruch Hu? I connect with God through the part of me that is divine, through the part of me that is godly. And that's the part of my soul that ultimately, again, represents my spiritual dimension, not my physical one. Because let's remember again, in Tanya, so again, those of you who may not be familiar with this concept, this is like one of the basic yisodos of Tanya. In Tanya, there's this idea of the nefesh alokis and the nefesh abehemis. And in the nefesh abehemis, the physical soul, there's a part of my soul that fuels my physicality. Because remember again, without soulful direction, nothing operates. So there's a part of my soul that directs my physical activity, and there's a part of my soul that directs my spiritual activity. So the Rebbe says, the goal over here, if you want tefillah to be a connection experience, so it has to be driven by the part of my soul that fuels my spiritual experience. The Rebbe goes on, this is so beautiful. Vizoi, avodas ha'adam betfila, L'shmoa v'liklot el es his oros shal nishmaso hakadosha. Supposed to listen to these words. The avod of tefillah is l'shmoa, is to listen. It's to listen. V'liklot, and to collect or to absorb es his oros shal nishmaso hakadosha. The awakening or the inspiration of the spiritual side of your soul. Ves teshukasa hativis v'hatmidis lidabik belokos. The neshama wants one thing, and that's what connection, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Vani kirvas Elokim litov." Right? David HaMelech says, "What do I want? I just want closeness. That's all I want in this world. I want closeness." So all the neshama wants is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Baal HaTanya says that tefillah offers us the opportunity to listen to the soul, and ultimately, again, to collect all of the inspiration that exists within the soul. And I'll say, just to understand how beautiful this is. There's so much spiritual energy that is swirling around inside of my neshama at any given moment. What's the problem? I'm just so too busy, or too busy is even the wrong word, too distracted to like do anything about it. Tefillah is the opportunity I have to stop and just listen. Listen to my soul. Right here, hear that tidal wave of spiritual energy that's churning around inside, and harness it. And just allow myself to feel that beautiful energy that wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then to take that, say, listen to it. V'liklot es orosh shel nishmas HaKadosh ves teshukasa. So to listen, to collect the awakening that is within my soul, ves teshukasa tivis, and its natural desire, vatmidis, and constant desire, lehidabek belokos, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. Now, Jose, is that not the most beautiful thing you've ever heard in your life? That tefillah? And again, I will say, it's not saying that other things aren't a part about tefillah. So yes, of course, tefillah is about asking for your things. And yes, kavana in tefillah means concentrating on the words. But the Baal HaTanya is describing a much higher tefillah dynamic. And the higher tefillah dynamic is, I need to connect with my higher level soul, with ultimately, again, my nefesh elokis. That nefesh elokis wants to constantly connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is the vehicle through which I connect with my nefesh elokis, my spiritual, my godly soul. And through that, I connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. Because all this neshama, all this higher order spiritual soul wants to is connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all it wants. I'm just too distracted. I'm just too all over the place, too busy to ever actually tap into that. Vim Kain, Bavodas HaTfila, Ein Makom L'Shum Inyan HaShayach HaLaguf, Hainu HaNefesh HaBehemis. So therefore again, really tefillah has nothing to do with the body. Right? Tefillah doesn't have anything to do with the physical. And specifically with the Nefesh HaBehemis, as we learn, Shiyakoach HaMisavel L'Chol Inyan Magash HaVichormim, Ki Lo HaGuf HaMisbalel, Rak Nefesh Eloka Mima'al HiMisbalel. Rabbi says, it's so beautiful. Listen to the Baal HaTanya's words. It says, because it's not the body that davens, but rather, again, it's only the nefesh elokis. It's only the spiritual soul that ultimately engages in the tefillah process. Rabbi, we'll have to stop over here for today. Maybe I was thinking like this. I was thinking that since, in general, like, right, Hasidim never run on time anyway. So I figure, therefore, again, we could continue this a little bit tomorrow also. Just maybe this one piece. It's just this one piece. I mean, it's a much longer piece, but we'll spend one more day on it. So we'll go into it tomorrow a little bit also. Round out this idea about Tilo Trebosai will forever change your davening experience. Shkoyach.